Hey friends, over 60% of you are listening to me right now on an Apple product. iPhone, iPad, iTunes. I need your help. The truth is, Apple will make this podcast more discoverable to new listeners the more reviews it has. So I'm here asking you to take a moment and leave a review. If you've gained any value from this podcast, the greatest thing you can do for it, besides spreading the word and telling friends, is leaving a review. It's real simple. If you're on your phone, head over to my podcast page within the Apple Podcast app and leave a review. Or if you're on a computer, you can head over to my podcast page within the iTunes app. That's it. That's all I ask. And if you have other podcasts that you love, do them a favor and do the same for them. It'll make their day. Now let's get this podcast started already. Welcome to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I do appreciate all your support and your continued listening of this podcast. And I hope that you guys find value. And with that being said, if you find value, please make sure to tell a friend. I love it. I love it. I love it when you tell a friend. You get somebody that I'll get somebody that DMs me on Instagram. They're like, hey, dude, such and such told me about your podcast. And I checked it out, and I just got a ton of value of it, and that's what means the world to me. And a lot of that is, bringing other people on the podcast, bringing guests on, getting their perspective. I think it's important for you guys not just to get my perspective, you know, one singular perspective, but to get the perspective from many other people. I think that's so important, because while there's a lot of stuff that may work for me, it may not work for you. And I'm never one of these folks to try to tell you, hey, you have to do it this way or you have to do it that way. I just simply say, here's how I did it, and maybe you might want to think about it. And if not, maybe you can find something custom to you, custom to your liking, custom to what you're comfortable with, and something that you can excel at. So, bringing other people on, giving their perspective, and then when you tell a friend and you tell them about my podcast and they come on and they say, man, I just got so much value from that. I'm like, man, that means the world to me. So, other than the iTunes review, which I remind you guys at the top of the show, bringing a friend is the other second biggest, I don't know if it's like number two to number one with reviews, but I think they both kind of go together in concert, the iTunes reviews and bringing a friend. So if you're doing that, I thank you so much because it's people like you that are going to help this podcast grow. And if you're listening to me for the first time and you listen to this podcast and you're like, man, I got a ton of value out of this, tell somebody, leave a review. It'll help me tremendously. Trust me on that one. All right, so let's go with the topic of today. And today I'm going to talk about running a 5K, or I shouldn't say running because different people do differently in a 5K. Some people want to just walk it for fun. Some people want to jog it. Some people want to go out there, balls to the wall, for lack of a better expression. And sorry, I forget I have women that listen to this podcast. My apologies, ladies. I don't mean to be like weird about that, but go all out. Let's call it that. and want to run it. They want to be really competitive. And I think either way you choose to do it is great. But today I'm going to talk about my experience with it. And that should give you some context of stuff you can look for if you're considering participating in a 5K. So late last year, I had a list, a five things that I wanted to do in 2018. And one of them was, and if you want to hear the other ones, I'm not going to go into all of them here, but you can go to and check out that podcast. It's in the archives if you haven't already heard it. But one of the things on that list was to participate / complete a 5K. And to me, before I ever ran one, I've known people that have done them. But before I ever stepped foot on a course to do a 5K, it was always kind of like the big bad boogeyman to me, like mentally. You think of a 5K, if you've never done it, some of you may have and some of you may not, but I know for me, it was always the big bad boogeyman. It was scary, you know, ooh, a 5K. How could I ever possibly think about walking, not necessarily walking I could do, but let's just say jogging or running for a continuous period of time. And, you know, how could I ever consider such a thing? It just sounds so frightening, so terrifying to big old plump old me who spent most of his life sitting on a couch playing video games, watching TV, and eating pizza rolls. There's the famous drop right there. Boom. So doing the 5K was something I wanted to put on this list because in 2017, as I started to lose the weight, and I'm still in that process, I don't want to make it sound like I'm done with it. I'm far from done with it. But one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to participate in a 5K because I felt like, you know, doing one of these things will be a great accomplishment for me. I feel like it will symbolize that things have changed in my life, and a lot of things have changed. So I put it out there that, hey, I want to do a 5K, and immediately I get flooded with DMs and comments, very supportive people that, you know, I'll put it this way. I didn't get one person that said, you should never do that. I didn't get one person that said, oh, that's not a good idea. Everybody was super supportive, and some were even more helpful in terms of specific tips. And I want to point directly to my man, Ryan, at Big Sexy Bearded Beast, who you heard on the podcast last week. And as I mentioned in that podcast, actually, if you haven't heard, I mentioned that he was kind of like a mentor to me in leading up to the 5K, amongst others. There was a couple folks that reached out to me with some very helpful, you know, in-depth type of tips. And again, you can't always do exactly what somebody else says, but they could say, hey, you know, I did it like this, or this is what worked for me. And then you think about it. This is what I do. I like to take in as much knowledge. I think about it and I'm like, okay, how can I apply this to what I do? Because I've said this many times and I'm very consistent in this. If you try to follow somebody else's stuff very specifically into a T, you're likely going to fail. And I don't want to say that as something derogatory to you, like you're no good or you're a failure. I don't mean that at all. What I mean is you're not necessarily meant to do exactly what somebody else can do. You can do similar things, but you got to do them in your own way. I really believe that. If you do it in your own way, I think that's a greater success because you took something that you wanted to do, you mapped it out in with your specific plan, and you executed on it, and you said, all right, boom, I nailed it. But I did it on my terms. I picked a few ideas from this and that, and then I figured it out. And that's what I think is the greatest thing. And that's what a lot of this is picking it out and figuring out what works for you. So we're going to run through my entire 5K history, the training up to the first one and the second one that I just completed, you know, a couple of weeks ago, not too long ago, and how both of them went and things of that nature. So training. I began training at the very beginning of January because, I set it as a goal of 2018, and I said, okay, on the first workout of the new year, you know, my 1 year anniversary of working out, which was super awesome. I said, okay, I need to begin training for this thing. I had 4 months. It was April 21st, I believe. I had 4 months to get ready, a little over 4 months actually, but to get ready and do this 5K and do it properly, I think, or do it justice. So I was, you know, scouring the internet for information. Again, find information and make it work for you. One of the things that a lot of people in this great Instagram weight loss community that I'm a part of were talking about at the time was an app for your phone called Couch to 5K. And, you know, I get sometimes a little leery about when the community starts talking about something, I have to kind of put on my BS meter for a moment just because a lot of the times, you know, a lot of people will start talking about a particular, let's just say, product or supplement or something, and it's because they have a direct benefit. You know, they have a promo code they want you to use, and, you know, they're going to generate an income off of it, and they're not transparent about it. I think, and this is just a very quick sidebar, for the record, I think if you guys are going to sell something, when you put your little code, tell people, hey, I'm going to make a cut of this. Be more honest with your audience, please, folks. I think maybe it's kind of stated that you're going to get something if they're using your code, but make that a little more transparent and understand to the people that when they're buying this stuff, you have a benefit to it and they can kind of see through it a little bit better. Sorry, that was just a little sidebar, something I see. But when the community starts talking about a singular product or something, I get a little leery about it because I just don't know, you know, what is the motive here. But there was enough people in the community that I trust, by the way, that were talking about this app. So once I get, you know, 5, 6, 7 people that are talking about one app, and I know that they're not here to sell me on the app, they don't have a promo code that when I download it and use their code, they get some kind of benefit from it without telling anybody. It's that they're genuinely using this app, and there's something that's working here because they're talking about it in great detail. So, Couch to 5K was an app that I'm hearing a ton about. So, I download this app, and I go for the first day. Now, I don't remember the specific breakdown of how they break it down per each week. I can give you just kind of like a generalized, you know, way that they're doing it, but this is what I remember. So it goes in weeks, and I want to say the program is 8 weeks, which is nice. I mean, it's about 2 months, and in 2 months you'll be able to participate in a 5K. And I can tell you folks, this is accurate. This is not false advertising. If you stick with the program and you customize it to your specifications, you know that you notice the going theme here. And you customize it to your specifications, you will be able to complete a 5K. There is no BS about that. I have no promo code. I'm not trying to sell you on this app. I'm just trying to tell you this is what I did. And so there's 8 weeks. And in those 8 weeks, they changed the frequency of difficulty for you. Okay? So week one, and this is just a very general, I'm kind of making this up because I don't remember the specifics, but it is something to the effect of you walk for 5 minutes, then you jog for a minute and a half, then you walk for 2 or 3 minutes, and then you jog for a minute and a half. Something like that, very similar. That's not exactly what it is, but it's very similar. From there, then they have you every week, you know, you walk a little less, but you jog a little more until finally when you reach the 8th week, they say, go ahead and jog the full 5K. And I got to tell you, around week 4 or 5, I had a panic attack. I had a lot of anxiety. I was gassing out, as they say, because I just could not handle it. I was trying to go too hard with it. Excuse me. And so this is where customizing it to you comes in. Now, look, I get it, right? You get excited about something. You wanna perform well with something. But at the same time, you don't want to fail at it. Right? You have something very specific that you want to do. You want to succeed. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you cannot overpush it. You cannot overdo it. That's where the problem comes in, and that's where I was failing. I was like, okay, I'm gonna power walk at this specific mile per hour, and then when it comes time to jog, I'm going to set it to this. And then I realized that no. That's not how you do it. You got to pace yourself ultimately. And so the problem that I was running into was that I was trying to go too hard. And so when it came time to jog, I was cranking that son of a gun up to like 7 or 8, which I found out was a no-no. And I had to be humbled really quick and turn that thing down. And before I finally had more success with it, where, you know, my walking speed was around 3, 3.5, and I could jog at around 5. Okay, now on paper, and if somebody's listening and they're like, well, I've done 10 5Ks and I can run way faster than that, good for you, buddy. But that's not for me. I had to figure out, my goal was, how do I figure out how to jog continuously without stopping? That was my goal. I didn't give a damn how quick I was running, you know, and there was even a week where I slowed it all the way down to 4 to 4.5 jogging, very slow jogging. I'm like, can I complete? I think when it gets to week 4 or 5, it's like jogging for 5 minutes continuously. And I'm like, okay, can I successfully jog for 5 minutes without stopping? Okay, I cannot. Great. Okay, I need to slow down now. All right, can I do it at this speed? Yes, I can. All right, great. Let me lock it in at this speed. And then from there, then I have to go and think, all right, well, if I can go at this speed comfortably, okay, on the next day, can I crank it up maybe a couple of points and just test my body and see? And so what I would do is I would use the weekends, because there's only 3 days in a week on that app. There's three workout days in the week. So I would go in on a Saturday, because I was doing like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'd go in on like a Saturday and a Sunday, not turn the app on, but remember what the intervals were. And I would then train my body and test it and see, okay, could I successfully run at this speed? Nope. Okay, let me slow it down. Can I do it at this speed? Yep, no problem. Let me crank it back up just a hair, and let me see if I can do it at this speed. And from there, I was finding out what my body could actually do. And I got to tell you, folks, for the record, your body can do so much more than you give it credit for. And this is just, this is a through and through fact. You might be listening thinking, Gary, you're so full of it, dude. I cannot do this. I flat out cannot do this. And I'm here to say that while, unless it's some insane health condition that, you know, hinders your breathing, like asthma or something or whatever, because I don't have that, I can't speak for that. But if you're just a regular Joe like me, there is a way to do it. It's just, it's your mind telling you you cannot. I didn't think I could do a 5K. I did it. But we'll talk about how I did it. So I trained for 8 weeks. I did the app. I completed the app. By the end of the app, I could, or I should say that I did, jog for 30 minutes continuously without stopping. I was able to do that with a little bit of problem, but that's more a mental thing, and that's where the struggle comes in, folks. When your mind has a jolt of a thought or information related to what you're doing, and suddenly you start thinking way too many thoughts, it messes up your breathing, which messes up your performance, at least when you're working out. I'm talking specifically when you're working out. This is what happens to me. It's like, okay, let's just say I'm jogging for the 5 minutes, right? And I'm getting around to about three and a half. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm doing this. How am I doing this? How am I doing this? And I'm freaking out in my mind. One, I'm excited that I'm doing it. But two, it's just so much information. And then I started to have doubts. Oh God, at any moment I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. And it messes with your mind. And then suddenly you slow down. And then I liken it to like a UFC fight where you see that one guy, he just gets just flat out kicked in the face or punched in the gut. And think about if you ever saw Brock Lesnar versus Alistair Overeem from 2011. It was Brock's last fight before he came back. He had diverticulitis. This is a lot different, but there was a shot that Alistair gave to him. I think it was a kick right to his stomach, right where he was weak. And you just saw like this moment of weakness right before he dropped. And I liken it to that. It's like, man, all these thoughts run through your head and it's too much. It's a mental overload. And then you just shut down and you drop. Mentally, you just drop and you can't do it anymore. And this has happened so many times while I was on that treadmill training for Couch 5K, where I would just have to stop. And that is not good. It's just your mind getting too far in front of you, and it gives you these limiting beliefs that you cannot do this, you cannot do that. But you can. You just have to get out of your own head. And I'm still having this struggle, by the way. And we're going to talk about that during these 5Ks. I had those very struggles in the middle of these 5Ks. That's probably why I performed the way I did. And so following in the aftermath of training the 8 weeks, I still had almost 2 months before it was actually time for the 5K. So what did I do? I started doing it outside. I started training outside because training inside versus outside are two different things. Now, on the treadmill, I recommend adding an incline of at least 1.5, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5 to 2.5. Again, this is just a recommendation. Do what's best for you. But I put it on between 1.5 and 2.5. And what I found from enough people talking was that if you add an incline to the treadmill, it simulates the variability of, you know, running on the streets. You know, because you run on the streets, there's hills, there's all kinds of different things. So if you add a little bit of incline, you can simulate that, and it's going to make it a little tougher. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be a little bit tougher. And so I would say that when you start, if it's tough, turn it off. Turn off the incline. Don't do it. But if you find that you can find a comfortable speed and perform with it, go for it, because you're going to thank yourself later. And so after the 8 weeks, I started going outside and doing it. And I wasn't doing the full couch to 5K again. What I learned was that that was just not happening. And I think it was a mental thing. So I just turned off the app and I was just like, okay, let me apply it to my brain. This is, goes again where we're talking about customizing it. I said, all right, let me just take the app out of the equation. I'll track the workout GPS style so I know the distance I'm going and all that. I use an Apple Watch, Series 2 Nike, and I was tracking the workout with GPS so I knew how far I was going, but I was trying my own intervals. Okay, let me walk for the first two or three. Let me attempt to jog for two or three, you know, not five as I have been trained out on the treadmill, because once you get outside, it's totally different ballgame, folks. Totally different. So you got to be prepared for that. And you got to understand that it's going to be completely different once you get out there. So, and I got my butt kicked, and I jogging for 30 minutes continuously outside still is not a thing for me. I have to be open and transparent about that. It's still not a thing. It's still something I want to work on, and I'm going to continue to sign up for more 5Ks to push me to want to do more with it. Believe me. So I trained for another couple of weeks outside, and then I had to go and do other workouts because I was just like, I need to find a better balance. I was letting the 5K training consume me. So what I found worked for me after that was coming to the gym and just running or trying to run for 1 mile on the treadmill. Once that was done, then I would get off and I'd do my other workouts, my weights, and you know, maybe some other cardio stuff, stair stepper that I love to do towards the end of last year. All these things that I was doing. And I did that up until it was time for the very first 5K. All right, so 5K number one, which was on April the 21st. This was the Margarita Madness 5K at Prince William Fairground in Manassas. I got there and I was hyped. I was pumped. I was ready to go. What I liked about this 5K was that it was in the afternoon. I think it started at 5 in the afternoon. Which I know it sounds crazy, because when you think of 5Ks, generally they're early in the morning. I think that I actually did better. Well, I know timing-wise I did better. But I liked this 5K because it was later in the day, and I just had kind of all day to get psyched. I tried not to get in my head too much. You know, I tried to stay loose. And for me, what worked, when I say being loose, like I didn't even have all my 5K gear on yet. I was just kind of like lounging around in flip-flops, comfortable pants, and just listening to music, trying to stay loose, trying to keep my mind off of it. But once I got to the fairgrounds, that's when I turned it on. That was there's a sound for the podcast, the flick of the switch. That is what got me fired up and ready to go for the 5K was I arrived, I saw the other people. Mentally, I was ready to go. And so from there, I put on my music. Now, I've got my AirPods, which are amazing for running. Let me just tell you this right now. If you are somebody that has an iPhone, you need a pair of AirPods. These things are incredible. Now, look, I know what you're saying. Hey, these AirPods... You know, I've used their wired ones and they don't fit my ears so well. They always fall out. Dude, I'm with you. That was me all day long. On Amazon, and this is a plug, I do benefit from this. See, transparency, folks. If you were to hypothetically go to If you were to go to garyspodcast.com/Amazon, it would forward you to Amazon's homepage. And it's a referral link from Amazon telling them that I sent you. And so if you were to buy this next product I'm about to tell you about using my link, I get a few pennies, which you don't pay extra for, by the way. Amazon comes out of their cut. They give me a few pennies. So please help me out if you can. But there's a product on Amazon called Ear Buddies. That's EARBUDDYZ. Ear Buddies. And these little gel things wrap around your AirPods. and you stick them in your ears and they hang in your ears. And let me tell you, as somebody who could barely move with the Apple AirPods and AirPods when I finally got them without them falling out or coming loose, that was me all day long. Till I put these earbuddies on, now they stick in my ear. Now look, if you're somebody that uses the earpods and they happen to fit your ears perfectly, first of all, you're amazing. Good for you, because I wish that would happen for me. It never did. You probably don't need these, but if you're somebody who maybe you like the Apple earpods, the ones that come with your iPhone, and you're like, man, I love these, they just won't stay in my damn ear, earbuddies will change your life. It'll give you a whole new appreciation for those Apple-made headphones. Anyway, that was a really long tangent for just talking about how much I love a pair of headphones. But the AirPods, especially if you have an iPhone, they are amazing. I know there are similar products on the market that are more traditional, geared toward Android folks. Or if you're somebody still hanging on to a BlackBerry, I don't know that you would be. But if you were, or a Windows phone, if those are still a thing. But yeah, man, AirPods, or any other kind of wireless headphone that works for you, you should go for it. They're really good in the ear, and when I ran, they were lightweight. I never felt them in my ear, but they were just nice. The music was flowing, and they're relatively sweat resistant. I had the Power Beats 3 wireless for the longest time. I loved the sound of the Power Beats wireless 3s. However, they just did not work properly for me. They're not good sweating. They will cut out on you flat out. And so the very first 5K I did, I completed it in around 39 minutes. And that was about an average of around 12 something minutes a mile, which is not bad. I mean, look, your first 5K out, you know, my only goal was I wanted to complete the 5K in under 45 minutes. No, I got that wrong. I wanted to complete it in under an hour. Again, I like to set goals that I find that are realistic, that I think that I have a chance of achieving. And doing the 5K in an hour is achievable. I heard my man Daryl Perry on the Daryl Perry podcast, At Your Level Fitness. And I want to say he was either on my podcast talking about it, or he was on his own podcast talking about it, or probably a combination of both. And he always talks about setting goals that you know you can achieve rather than setting goals that you don't think you can achieve. And I think that's so powerful. And it's not stated hard enough, because when you set stuff that you know flat out you're not going to be able to achieve, you're just setting yourself up for failure, flat out, folks. And so I said, let me set it for an hour. That way, when it's all said and done, I can say I did it in under an hour. Because here's the reality. I could have gotten there, and I could have had a mental freaking breakdown, or my anxiety could have been through the roof, and I could have very well have slowed down and walked the entire thing and completed it right around an hour or maybe longer. That was a very possible scenario. It's not just, oh, you set a goal that you knew damn well you were going to do, and you know, you're not setting it high enough. That's BS. You got to set stuff that you know that you can do, because it's going to keep you mentally strong. And so I did it, and there was a mixture of walking. There was a mixture of jogging. Mostly jogging. It was probably, I would say, 55-45 jogging to running. And then when you sprinkle in a little percent of sprinting in there, that might be 2 or 3%. But that's just what I tend to do. And again, this is what works for me, may not work for you. What I tend to do is I tend to run in really fast bursts to catch up for the time I was walking. And I think that if I would just jogged and walked normally without doing these overly fast bursts of running, my pacing would probably be shorter. But I like to have a few bursts of this heavy running because, again, even though I'm actively participating in something like a 5K, it still gives me the chance to test my body, to push the limits. The only problem is when you do it like I do it towards the beginning of the 5K, you blow out your pacing, and that can be a problem. I would recommend, if you're going to try that, try it towards the end of the 5K, where you've already kind of quote-unquote got it in the bag and you've got a good pacing and you can afford to lose some time for testing what you can do. But I like testing all around. I'm not discriminatory towards it. I'm like, I'll test what I'm training for a 5K. I'll test during the damn 5K. You know, like, I'm constantly testing and figuring things out as I go. And that is super important to me and to the benefit of what I do. So the first 5K, I completed it in around 39 minutes. And the next day, I immediately signed up for my next 5K, which was the Run and Ride at King's Dominion. As you guys know, King's Dominion was huge for me last summer as I was losing the weight. I was going every couple of weeks, if not every other week, if not every week, in some cases. And I was going back to see what I could fit on as I was losing the weight. And slowly but surely, I was able to get on different rides, which was awesome. So I thought this was a no-brainer. Do the 5K and then go ride some rides when I'm done. Sounds awesome, right? So that's what I did. I signed up for it. I went to it. I completed it. This was not too long ago. And it went well. I was about a minute and a half to 2 minutes slower. I finished around 41. I think it was like 41, 45. But let me emphasize how not pissed off I was about that. I was not angry at myself. I did not beat myself up. Old me, who is always dissing my own self, would have been like, "Oh God, that's a terrible time. You're slower. You're lazy. You're slacking." All the things we want to beat ourselves up for, right? I didn't do any of that. I said, "You know what, dude? You completed it within 2 minutes." And by the way, the goal I set this time around was, "All right, I know I could do it in an hour, obviously. Now let me set a goal. Can I do it in under 45 minutes? And I just barely made it, but again, I completed that goal. So maybe the goal next time might be, let me finish it in under 40 minutes. You know, it's setting a realistic goal because I did enjoy doing the 5K. I want to do more. It's really such a good test for my body. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was an overall great experience. And I just want to say that I just think that you got to continue to test yourself, to push yourself within reason, okay? Push yourself within reason and see what your body can do. See what you're capable of. You may be surprised. And don't let your mind dictate what you can do. And this is not something you can do overnight, by the way. This is something that took me over a year just to begin to understand, because I still have my moments. I'm not perfect. I know I'm sitting here telling you don't do this. I still have my spells here and there where I get in my own head. Things get messed up. I understand. It's going to happen. You're a regular person. You can't beat yourself up over it. But it takes a while. You have to sometimes take time to yourself, by yourself, and just think and tell yourself that you can do this. Hype yourself up a little bit. Give yourself credit. That's not selfish. It's not being arrogant. I told somebody this one time, and I meant every word, and they told me, that makes sense. I said, you got to look at yourself, and not in an arrogant way, but you got to look at yourself like you're the man or you're the woman. Not in a I'm better than everybody else, but I'm the man. I can do anything. I can do that. I can take on that goal. I'm going to smash that goal. I'm going to beat the hell out of that goal. You got to think that way, because if you don't, you're going to set yourself up for failure. And failure is our greatest weakness. It is the biggest thing that takes all the confidence away from us. Failure is the one thing that we fear the most, I think. And we cannot live with ourselves if we put that failure in our mind and that fear, and we scare ourselves right out of performing at a better level that we know we're capable of. So I want you guys to take that. If you're thinking about a 5K, maybe you've already run one and it didn't go so well, or it did go well and you want to do another one, but you think you want to do better on the next one. Whatever your situation is, maybe you've never done one and you tell yourself you're never going to do one. You know, there's all these things that are possibilities, but I think that you just got to take not only what I've said, but go on Google and look these things up and see what others are talking about when it comes to 5K. Don't just take my experience for it. Don't take the word of my experience for it, but go out on Google, go out on YouTube and you know, really, you know, put your BS meter on, because obviously there's going to be a lot of people that are going to talk about certain things and skew you in a certain way because they have some product they want to push down your throat that is magically going to make you run that 5K in 10 minutes. So don't listen to any of that stuff. But flat out, folks, you can do it, okay? You can do it. Just go out and believe in it. And that's it. And so I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. If you have any feedback, if you have any stories about a 5K that you want to share with me, most of you guys get me on Instagram. You know where to find me at Gary Cantrell on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Say what up. Tell me about your 5K experience or the experience you hope to have. Maybe you're considering it. You're getting ready for it. You're ready to go. Whatever it is, let me know. I want to hear from you. And before we go, I want to just give a quick plug. So if you don't want to hear the plug, tune out now. If you like to hear plugs, don't turn off the dial yet. Don't turn it off. Don't hit stop on your phone. Don't exit out of that app, because, folks, hardworkalwayswins.com, that is my clothing line. But more importantly, it is my mantra. I speak it. I wear it. I live it. I have so many awesome clothes that inspire me on a daily basis. And I get messages from people just like you who tell me how much these messages on these t-shirts inspire you. And we don't just have t-shirts, but we also have hoodies and hats and tank tops and book bags. And well, book bags are coming soon. I shouldn't have said that just yet. But we've got some awesome, awesome things coming your way, some new products and some great products as well. We've got the original, as I call the legacy shirt, the original design, Hard Work Always Wins, with the gold print on it. I think a lot of people love that one. It's the first one I ever printed. It was kind of funny because it was like, you know, the old shirts you'd see on Rocky, where it was like, it looks like somebody that, looks like a shirt they just made themselves, like Win Rocky Win. But the hard work always wins. I had that vibe for me when I got started. I coined the phrase and I was like, man, this is pretty cool. I trademarked it. Now I own it. And I put it on a t-shirt. And when I got enough people that were asking me, DMing me, commenting on my photos of me wearing it, where'd you get that? I need one of those shirts. I knew, ding, 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 time to start a business. But more importantly, it inspires people. And that is the heart of it. So whether you're rocking the legacy Hard Work Always Wins shirt, maybe you're rocking the metal design of the Hard Work Always Wins, maybe you like the fight like hell for the life you want, fight for your body and your body will fight for you, bet against me because you will lose, any of these shirts that you like, they're all there for you. And if you use my code, Gary's Podcast, GarysPodcast, you can take 10% off your first order, folks. I want you a part of the Hard Work Squad. What is the Hard Work Squad? It's a hardworking group of individuals that are rocking my stuff, and I appreciate you for rocking my stuff. So if you like it, if you dig it, if you feel the message, put a t-shirt on that sexy body of yours, men and women. Put a t-shirt on that body that you're working so hard for. I've heard from folks personally that they feel even better looking when they wear my shirts. All right, I'm kidding, but they will look good on you, I promise you. Take 10% off your first order. Gary's Podcast is the code. I'm gonna hook you up. Join the Hard Work Squad. Join me. I'm always shouting people out on Instagram that are buying the apparel, so I want to appreciate these fine folks for supporting the brand, supporting the message. It means the world to me, guys. And with that being said, I'm getting out of here. All right, you've heard enough of my dumb plugs. I got it. I got it. You're over it, but you stuck around. Thank you. And good luck with your 5K if you haven't run one. Good luck with your next 5K. Shoot me the DMs with your story. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you again next time on the Gary Cantrell Podcast.